Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Thanks very much for listening to Morning Edition here on AM 580 today. Next, we have our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 7.99, up 9 on the open. September, 8.09, up 5. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 7.65, up 12 on the open. December, 8.05, up 12 and a half. July corn opened at 6.22 and a half, up 8 on the open. September, 6.38, up 10 and a quarter. December, 6.51, up 8. March, 6.67 and a quarter, up 9. May, 6.75 and 3 quarters, up 10 and 3 quarters. July, 6.82 and a half, up 11. December of 2009, 6.22 and a half, up 7 on the open. July beans opened at 14.13, up 24 on the open. August, 14.21, up 26 and a half. September, 14.12, up 28 and a quarter. November, 14.04, up 24 and a quarter. January, 14.15, up 21. March, 14.30, up 27 and a half. May, 14.31, up 25 and a half. November, 13.95, up 30 and a half on the open. July soybean meal opened at 366.50, up 6.50 on the open. August, 369, up $7. July soybean oil opened at 61.95, up 138 on the open. August, 62.30, up 149. June live cattle opened at 94.52 and a half, up 27 and a half. August feeders, 113.77 and a half, up 2 and a half. June lean hogs opened at 75.55, up 17 and a half. And July bellies opened at 73.60, up 10 on the open.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group in Decatur, Illinois. Good morning to you, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
It's already been an eventful day at the Chicago Board of Trade with December corn making new contract highs. Assuming if we get a settlement basis above the old contract high, what does that imply?
We're going to put a 7 in front of corn.
Well, that's worth thinking about for a second, isn't it?
How's come you didn't come back on that?
Because that's a remarkable number that we've only seen, like, think one time in the history of corn.
Well, there's nothing more than confidence, isn't it? We're going to put a 7 on corn if we maintain this strength. Now, that's it's kind of hard to get that out of a market analyst, aren't they? You get, well, most of them are wishy-washy. No, seriously, that's what the technicians will be looking at. I've been looking at the technical work that I do here is a broadening wedge formation on December corn that's been basically in the development stages since early April. And the widest part of that broad base wedge, the bottom side was 592 and a quarter, and of course the top side here is 655 and a half. And the rule of thumb is when you break out of the widest part of the base, then that's, you're going to do a move equal to the width of the base to the new highs. And that base width was 63 and a quarter cents. So if we would maintain a good high volume close above 655 and a half, and probably to be conservative in today's choppy environment, maybe you need a couple of those closes up above the 655 and a half. Then you add the 63 cents to 55 and a half, and you come up with the magical number of 718 and three quarter, right to the quarter of a cent. How about that, Dave?
Well, that is an amazing performance from a technical standpoint. And I suppose what we need to keep a close eye on what the fundamentals that would support that would be, of course.
Well, I think water.
This week. Water, yeah, I suppose.
Too much water, maybe.
Too much water.
Not enough acres, reduced yield potentials. The market's worrying about all of those uncertainties. The other thing I might want to point out in corn is the seasonal pattern, the average seasonal pattern, basically at this time of year, is to go down. When you, over the past 10 years, if you sold corn about this time of year, you made money based upon average seasonal price patterns. But it does look like December corn futures is going opposite of average seasonal price pattern here. And if that is the case, then we are in the early beginnings of a counter-seasonal move, and counter-seasonal at this time of year would be to the upside.
And we did note that overnight commercials were buying into this market, so that gives it also some fundamental support.
Well, it does, but the thing that I want to point out is that index funds are leaving. So for those that felt that index funds were distorting the market and not reflecting true fundamentals are getting their wishes, they are leaving the market, and I think the point that you want to make here is that when this market does turn down, there is not going to be the support under this market that index funds gave it when it had breaks in the past, because index funds are investment buyers. They buy grain for investment purposes, not necessarily for trading purposes. So with them leaving the party, when this thing gets ready to turn down, the traditional funds that are long will sell twice their position. So if they're long 100 million bushels or 200 million bushels or 300 million bushels, when the sell signal comes, they're going to sell twice that, because what they're going to do is get out of their longs and go net short. So the market is going to be a lot more volatile, I think, as we go here forward. And, of course, when you're into a weather market situation like we're in, one minute you could be up 15 cents and the next minute you could be down 30. So I do think that things are going to get a whole lot more volatile. We're going to have much wider price springs. Swings, and there's going to be a lot more instability into the marketplace.
Turn your attention then to the soybeans and its technical aspects, and beans has put in its best performance since about the 3rd of June, or 3rd of March.
We are looking good on the soybeans. Soybeans, this consolidation phase that we've had here in the last 3 weeks or so between 1306 and 1375. Yesterday we broke above that. Today we are following through to the upside with some pretty good strength. So you have you've teed up an upside price target that chart people will be watching of 15-16. I think in the short run there may be an intermediate pause at 14.37. So you look here, we're at $14 now, so about 30 up, there might be a little resistance there, but. The chart people that do measuring, if you view this congestion area as a measuring point, off of the late April low, 15-16 is the target on November soybeans.
Just amazing. We'll talk to you more about this afternoon after the closing bell. Thanks, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker with ADM Grain Group. He is in Decatur, Illinois. Let's look at Ed Kieser's two-state forecast today. He says in the north, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms early, then partly to mostly sunny. In central and southern sections, mostly sunny, windy, and hot, with highs ranging from 84 in far northwestern Illinois to 94 in the south. Tonight, in northwestern Illinois, mostly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms after midnight. Elsewhere, partly cloudy, breezy and mild, lows ranging between 69 and 74 degrees. Tomorrow, in northern and west central Illinois, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms. Elsewhere in Illinois and in northern and western Indiana, increasing cloudiness with showers and thunderstorms arriving in the afternoon. In southeastern Indiana, mostly sunny, and highs ranging from 80 in far northwestern Illinois to 94 in far southern Indiana. Clusters of showers and thunderstorms are likely Friday night and Saturday, and some may linger in northern areas on Sunday. And warmer than average weather will continue through next week. You're listening to WILA Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. It's 10 o'clock.